The Gaps on Your Resume by Kimberly C. Patton. My students say to me sometimes, as they apply to doctoral programs or jobs in parish ministry, how shall I account for the 2 or the 10 missing years on my resume? How should I explain the gap? And how I wish I could always answer them, tell the truth. Say, I took in a child whose mother was in prison and sang her to sleep every night while she cried. I worked the night shift in a rifle factory. I battled an addiction, and I won. My husband was crushed by a boulder that fell in our own backyard, and I tended his grave. I fled to Caledonia. I fled to Paraguay. I lived in a monastery in Thailand, where I came to see that all things are empty and undeserving of our outrageous attachment to them. These are all true stories of the things my students have done during the gaps in their resumes. These experiences are how hearts are broken and remade, how souls are forged, how we become human beings with credible beliefs about existence itself. The gaps on the resume are the abysses into which we fall from time to time, and in the process fall into the hands of the living God. Looking deep into the religious traditions of the world, one learns that we need not fear these initiations, these times of breaking apart. The soul can't grow or change without them. What the human ego or the human body experiences traumas, the soul instantly recognizes as opportunities to shed what's no longer needed. When the heart is broken, the soul is released from its prior constellations. It begins the ancient process of dissolution, dismemberment, and new life. The soul rushes toward rebirth. This is not a comfortable process, but it's a normal one. Tears are the holy water of the broken heart. All through history, writes Clarissa Pinkola Estes, tears have done 3 works, called the spirits to one side, repelled those who would muffle and bind the simple soul, and healed the injuries of poor human bargains. By Kimberly C. Patton.